It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior because I'm on the grill, B?
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcast System. We're broadcasting from Dark Horse Brewery down in Marshall, Michigan today. If you're new to the Grillin' Guys, you are in for a treat. This thing is going to rock and roll today. We're having a lot of fun. We got a busy show. Joining me is Shasta from the Old World Olive Press and my partner, Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Grilling World. Welcome to the dark side.
The Dark Horse side. If you've not been here, this place is incredible. There is a ton going on down here. The reason we're here today is this is the Spring Smoke-Off. This is a professional and amateur barbecue contest that they're having down here in Marshall, Michigan at the Dark Horse Brewing Company. It's just on the south end of town. Mother Nature has just washed a parking lot for us, so we are ready to make some smoke.
That's right, and we just want to welcome everybody to the Michigan Talk Network. Special shout-out right now to everybody from WBCK in Battle Creek and WKMI in Kalamazoo, new affiliates to our show, and we're expanding. We're in a bunch of different markets, and we just want to welcome the Battle Creek folks and the Kalamazoo folks who know Dark Horse all too well because those folks in Kalamazoo love taking a little run down to the Magic City.
You bet, and it's right in their backyard. And if you're just tuning into the Grilling Guys for the first time, this show is all about lighting up your backyard, teaching you a little bit how to do your barbecue a little bit better. We're going to talk equipment, we're going to talk recipes, sauces, rubs, but right now we're going to talk to our friend Travis Glenn from the Dark Horse Brewery. Good morning, Travis.
Morning, Jop.
How you doing, man?
All things considered, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, we got a little rain outside. Travis, you put together this event, and what is your actual title here?
I'm the taproom manager here at Dark Horse.
And I want to describe this taproom now. Shasta's with us, and she's become one of our favorite guests here from the Old World Olive Press. And Shasta's running around with her camera. She's got this big digital camera, and she's taking pictures of the inside here. Your ceiling has, I'm going to say, a couple thousand mugs on it. Am I wrong?
3,375.
I was wrong. Wow.
Yeah, we got 277 more coming next week.
Okay, and your mugs, I've been into a lot of microbreweries, I'm proud to say, and I don't know that I've ever seen a better-looking mug than the stuff you guys have. They're like these crazy, I don't know, they're all handmade by the looks of it.
Yep, they're all handmade by one guy who's actually here this weekend, so if he shows up in the next couple hours, you can meet him. His name's Ryan Dahlman. He went to school at Northern Michigan with my boss, Aaron Morse. And he went into pottery afterwards, and now he's our house potter. So everyone that you see on the wall and ceiling in here was made by hand by him.
So he's a wildcat.
He is a wildcat.
Nice.
A wildcat. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. Why the party today, man?
We started this 3 years ago as kind of a reason to get outside. The first year we did it the second week in March, second Saturday in March, to try to kind of kick the winter blues out the door. And, of course, it rained that day.
Sure.
And then last year we moved it to April 1st weekend, and it rained. And today it's raining, but it looks like it's going to be hit or miss. We started this as a it's for a local charity called MAX, which is Marshall Area Community Services.
Fantastic.
All the proceeds today go to that. They do food baskets at holiday times. They do people, their house burns down, they don't have insurance, they'll help to put them up and get them some new clothes, things like that. And it's all right here in Marshall.
Fantastic. That's great. So if I came here today, what can I expect? What's going on?
Well, we got the smoke-off going. I've got 59 contestants. All 59 contestants are cooking four slabs of ribs. So about 236 slabs of ribs are being cooked out there right now.
That's good math, Travis.
Yeah, I've written it down a few times already,
Marshall,
making sure I had enough ribs for everybody.
Yeah, did you graduate from Marshall?
I did.
We've had Shasta add. You're better than she is. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're not a soprano like her, though.
No. I've gone a little deeper as I've gotten older.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network and Cumulus Broadcasting. We are live at the Dark Horse for the Spring Smoke Off, and we're talking right now with the taproom manager and good friend, Travis Glenn. And We're going to talk a little bit later in the show with Brian Wiggs, your brewer, and he's this is the Magic City, and Brian actually is a bit of a magician when it comes to beer as well, because you guys make some just outstanding beers.
Yeah, well, we think so too, obviously. Yeah, Brian's a heck of a brewer. He's learned a lot also from our boss, Aaron, who's kind of the mastermind behind everything. But between the two of them, they have a really good head for writing recipes. You know, all of our beers are big and bold. We don't have any real mild flavors. You know, you're not going to come in and get a, you know, a basic lager here. We just don't make it.
You know, to that point, one of the things that is so great about the Grilling Guys is that we do get to find these great treasures of Michigan businesses. And in front of me now, what is it that I have here in my hand?
That's our bourbon barrel aged Plead the Fifth Imperial Stout.
Right. And if you can say that three times fast, you've only drank one of these.
Right.
Because this is stout. But I took a little taste of this. Describe the flavor profile for me, because it tastes a little bit desserty, a little chocolatey to me. Is that right?
Yeah, you're definitely going to get chocolatey notes, roast notes in there. A lot of people describe that they taste sherry or raisin. Different people describe beers tons of different ways, but it's definitely a very, very complex beer. There's layers and layers of flavors in it, which when they build the beer, they build that into it for that reason. So you're kind of always tasting something as the beer goes away off your palate.
And that'll be a great question for Brian Wiggs, who's coming up in the next segment. He's actually the guy churning the vats back there. So
yeah. Go very well with a spicy barbecue, though, because it calmed the palate down after you had a spicier bite of food. It great pairing for
Yeah, this
like
is a cool event. If you're anywhere within like an hour or so of this place and you don't have anything planned for today, come on out. There's tents. There's a nice tap room. You just to see the tap room alone. I mean, this mug collection, it's outstanding how you've managed to get such a following that will buy all these mugs and come in and fill them every week.
Yeah, and it's next week when I sell them, it'll be almost as big a circus as what we've got going on
today. They'll be gone in an hour, won't
they? Last time I had just over 200, and I sold almost 180 on the first day.
Yeah.
So people line right up right at 11 o'clock when the doors open, even though they can't get mugs till noon.
So Marshall, Michigan's just south of 94 off of 69. It's an easy little spot. It's the home of the famous cheese place.
Windschuler's.
Windschuler's,
yeah. If you've ever heard of Marshall, you've probably heard that in the same.
Schuler's restaurant.
And Shasta. You've heard those.
Right
on. You've heard those two things probably, you know, synonymous with one another. Hey, Trav, if I'm coming down here, can I eat? Am I watching barbecue, or am I going to be able to eat some as well?
No, you'll be able to eat barbecue, too. At 5 o'clock, we'll let people into the beer garden. It costs $5 to get in, which is a donation to Max. Or we also have a food trailer that's coming down here today with a couple of race car teams that we sponsor. And they're going to be trying to fill the food trailer. So if you bring 5 canned goods or $5 worth of canned goods, they'll give you a ticket, and you can get in with that. And then you buy rib tickets for $1 a piece.
I'm not going to eat all day.
Until 5?
Well, I'm going to do the judging.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to stick around, and I know I'm going to taste a lot of barbecue, so I want to be hungry when I do that. I talked to some of your teams out there. You got some good crews out there. These guys know what they're doing.
Yeah, we do. We got a lot of guys that have been here all 3 years and guys that came last year. Mostly local guys. There's a few travelers. Sorry, I got a little.
That's all right.
Dismantled by the producer.
We're being managed here on site today by Orange Julius, who's our traveling companion, and makes sure that we're electronically adept when we're on the road. And he's doing a great job. Brian Fonger's back at the main board. Kudos to the master wizard back at our big board. And what's coming up next, Jop?
Well, coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about your spring break endeavor, where you actually did a save. Barbecue Bob, once everybody finds out that you know how to barbecue, all of a sudden they turn their equipment over to you a lot of times. And I don't like to do that, neither does Bob, but in this case it was warranted. He made a save down on spring break on a little Smoky Joe, and I thought that that'd be good to talk about. But anyway, coming up next as well, besides that, we're going to have the brewer on from Dark Horse. We want to welcome our friends from WVFN and WJIM in Lansing as well. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.